Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and I praise you and I thank you. I am so grateful that you're our Lord, our God, our healer, our provider, our Savior, our everything. We love you, we worship you, and we praise you. And Lord, I ask you to bless the word today. As it goes out, I ask you to open the hearts and minds of men and women that they may hear and know and understand your word. Now I praise you and thank you as the word goes out. Just bless it. May it return to you not in a void state, but full. So people may do great and mighty things from hearing your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, today I'm going to talk a little bit about your worst enemy. This is also my worst enemy. We have some extremely bad enemies out there when it comes down to walking this walk of faith. I'm going to tell you right up front what those enemies are. Those enemies are doubt and unbelief of God's mighty word. I've come to realize that the average Christian, when I ask them, do they believe that this book is the word of the living God? Every Christian I know will say yes. I say, do you believe you can do what this book says you can do? Some of them don't even know what that book says they can do. In fact, most of us do not. And that's why we have such doubt and unbelief. Now, my doubt and unbelief is not as bad as it used to be, but unfortunately, I still have some of it once in a while. I understand it to a degree, but I'm going to tell you that when Jesus, in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was led by the Spirit, the very first thing that he did after receiving the baptism and the Holy Spirit coming upon him, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to fast for 40 days and nights. Now, in Matthew 4:2, it says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. Now, here his hunger returned after 40 days and 40 nights. Now, this was the very first thing that Jesus did. And it's so sad that we as Christians, and me, I'm one of them, I have never fasted 40 days in my life. I had never dreamed of fasting 40 days. But the scripture does say that for a disciple to be like his master, he must do what his master did. Now then, our master fasted 40 days and nights. Could this be one of the reasons why we have so much doubt and unbelief in the church? I think so. I think we have not fulfilled the requirements of the Word of God. I want to skip on down here to Matthew 6, verse 16, and I'm going to read what the Lord says here. In Matthew 6, 16, he said, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. Now, there's a couple of things in here that's very important. Number one, in Matthew 6:16, it says, moreover, when you fast. Now, that means you're supposed to fast. It doesn't say if you fast. It says when you fast. So the Lord there is telling us, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance. You and I, when we fast, people should not know we're fasting. We should not tell people we are fasting. We should just be fasting. Because he says here that when these men here fast, it said they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. And look what he says. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. Now, if the only reward you're going to get for fasting is the pity or the compassion of people because you're fasting, then forget it. I'm not going to go on a 10, 20, 30, 40-day fast if the only reward I'm going to get is from man. So if I'm going to fast, I'm going to make sure that I do it in secret, because you don't want people to know that you're fasting. Because the Lord says if you do that, then you get only that reward that you get from men. And in Matthew 6, verse 17, he says, "But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face." And verse 18, "So that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." So here's one of the prerequisites for a fast. Don't let men know that you're on a fast. Do it in secret. But praise and worship your Heavenly Father during the time that you're fasting, and praise Him and worship Him and pray to Him and talk to Him and love Him, and spend some intimate time with the Lord. Now then, when you do that, He says, if you do it His way, He says He will reward you openly in Matthew 6:18. Now, I'd a whole lot rather receive my rewards for fasting from the Lord, because goodness gracious, there's no telling what kind of wonderful things He might do for us. But He will do great and mighty things. Now then, I'm going to skip on down from Matthew 6 to Matthew 9, and I'm going to read a story here. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I'm going to read here in Matthew 9. There was a man that had a young boy that had an evil spirit. He brought him to the disciples, these disciples had been ordained by Jesus to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, and to raise the dead. He said, "Freely I've given you this power, freely give it away." But here is a case in Matthew 9. Matthew 9:14 that I'm talking about. That's the story I was fixing to tell you is actually in Matthew 17. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But in Matthew 9, this is a story about when the disciples of John came to him saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" Now, this is a reason here in the next verse why they do not fast, but they will fast. Now, listen to what the Word of God says in Matthew 9:15. And when he was asked this question, "And Jesus said to them, 'Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast.'" Now, our bridegroom, our Savior Jesus, has been taken away from us. And we are living in the day right now that he was talking about. And every Christian from that day to this, we should all fast every once in a while. Now then, we'll continue on with the story that I was going to tell you about a while ago when I said it's Matthew 9, when actually it's Matthew 17. And this is going to be an example of what can be done if you have fasted, and what cannot be done if you have not fasted. So listen carefully here in Matthew 17, starting with verse 14. "And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and he is sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him.' Now, after Jesus heard this, Jesus answered and said unto his disciples, 'O you faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you or put up with you? Bring the boy hither to me.' And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. But how be it that this kind of unbelief goeth not out but by prayer and fasting? Now here's one of those cases where that if you don't fast when you run into one of these demons, you will not be able to cast it out. Now that makes me so upset when I run into a powerful demon that I have not done enough fasting and praying. And I go pray for someone, and they do not get healed. It just breaks my heart. But it's, a lot of times, it's my fault. It's my fault in lots of times because I don't have the faith, because I have not spent the time recently with the Lord in prayer and fasting. So I am weak, and I'm living in doubt and unbelief. Now, this happens to every one of us, and we live in this realm periodically. Jesus clearly said that in Matthew 17:21, however, this kind of unbelief does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So if this kind of unbelief only goes out by prayer and fasting, I guess there is some times that we as the church absolutely needs to be in a time of extra dedicated prayer and fasting for an extended period of time. I've come to realize that most people in the church today have never fasted. I mean, lots of people in the church have never fasted more than a day or maybe a two. So we're very slack in that area. We'll continue on this tomorrow. I'd like to invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106 for tapes, videos, and audio tapes on all these teachings. We have a list of these on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can get a list of all of our video and audio tapes. We would also like to invite you to our church out in North Dallas at 10921 Shady Trail. And we start at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. We would love to have you. Come and expect to see our Lord do great and mighty things while you're there.